The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by DraftKings, Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, and Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman here from Bar Canada. At the D, the lovely D, here in downtown Las Vegas. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Jimmy Lopez. He said he calls your theme music. He goes, Trackman theme music, always the best way to start your Thursday. Coming up next, Norman Vegas. Enjoyed the Megapod in spite of the no singing, LOL, from Todd. But the NFL being called a chaser by the biggest snorer on the show cracked me up. Come on, Todd. You make enough in bet to pay for college basketball to pay for a week of Peacock, though I know it's the principle. Scott C. Gil, speaking from experience as a Buffalonian, wins at the field level at Highmark Stadium are extra impactful. He says our man Greg Peterson had an expert on last night that agrees with him on that. Hey, I remember the crosswind / trade wins game.
Buffalonian. Yeah, I've never thought about that one.
Buffalonian. Right. You know, if you're from Washington, it's a Washingtonian. Do you know that?
Yeah, that one I've thought of before. Okay. Buffalo, not as much.
Buffalo, I haven't either. By the way, just to clarify on that game we were talking about, it was New England that never passed the football in that game. Buffalo did.
46 carries for New England, 222 yards. Josh Allen still dropped back 30 times.
Josh Allen was still slinging. Corbin, he says, good morning, guys. Can't help but give an update of how cold it is in Alberta right now. Minus 65 Fahrenheit wind chill tomorrow night and today too. My favorite line living here: why do I live where the air hurts my face? Any flights to Vegas soon? He's showing me the weather for the forecast.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then Eddie Beacon Runner is messing with me. Here's a live shot of Gil in 35 degrees. I became Cali soft. 21 years in California, I totally became soft on weather for sure. One thing before we get back to Crackman, because the Australian Open draw came out yesterday, and Drew Dinsick and I, Whale Capper, we're going to do an Australian Open pod tomorrow for tennis's first major of the year. And I just want to point out one thing. Oh boy, did Iga Swiatek get a tough draw. Oh boy. I got bets on Iga. If she is to win this, she will have earned it. Let's put it that way. She starts out by playing former Australian Open champ Sophia Kenin in the opening round. Then she'll get either Danielle freaking Collins or Angelique Kerber, who's a majors winner, who has had a bit of a resurgence here in the early part of 2024 in the second round, if she gets there. And then Marie Buskova, whose hardcourt numbers are good in the third round. But then Elena Svitolina in the fourth round. Svitolina beat Iga in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon this past year. Then if she gets past that, she could face either Marketa Vondrousova or Yelena Ostapenko. Kind of said that like Stephen A. Yelena Ostapenko. By the way, you see Stephen A. going off on Whitlock?
Yeah, that was something yesterday.
God. You thought Saban and Belichick news was big. My God. Yelena Ostapenko beat Iga in the round of 16 at the U.S. Open, this past U.S. Open. Remember, that was part of the Iga swoon, if you will, before she just went crazy on everybody again. And then in the semi, she could meet either Elena Rybakina or Jessie Pegula. Rybakina beat her round of 16 at the Australian Open last year. She beat her at semifinals at Indian Wells. And then either Coco or Aryna Sabalenka in the finals if she gets that far. I mean, this is a gauntlet. This is like, you know how we talked about, oh boy, these next six games for the Eagles are a gauntlet? That's a gauntlet for Iga.
Jessie doing okay with money still?
Jessie's okay with money. Thanks for asking. Yeah, she's going to be okay.
Trying to watch out for her. You
that's
know?
Very
concerned
kind of
about that.
Yeah. Jessie Pegula, the heiress to the Pegula Billions head coach, or excuse me, owner of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres. Novak is, he's the number one seed on the men's side. His route is easier. However,
got to watch out for Bob Qualifier. That guy's got a big serve.
Bobby Qualifier is pretty big. Ben Shelton would be in round of 16, pardon me. Perhaps he would have either Tsitsipas or Fritz in the quarters, but he should be able to take care of that. Where it gets dicey for him would be the semis. He got Yannick Sinner on his half. Oh, boy. And then either Carlitos or Daniil Medvedev in a potential final. But Iga, the real headline was Iga's draw. And the other headline is how easy, besides Coco, Aryna Sabalenka has at her half, on her half. And that stuff is rando. But yeah, that ain't good. Anyway, Drew and I will do that Australian Open pod tomorrow for those interested in a deep dive. And it starts this weekend. 2 weeks of tennis slams. Nice.
Let's go.
Billy, ever bet tennis ever in your life?
Years ago with Jimmy the Prop Guy. Before they changed the rules or something. I mean, we used to always bet it, and they changed the rules of if you quit, you don't get paid or something. If you stop playing,
it happened to me again the other night. Yeah, oh. If someone takes their toys and go home,
right.
It depends which book you bet it at. Some books.
So if someone's hurt, that was good information, and maybe they're still going to try to tough it out and play. That was a bigger edge back then when they paid you no matter what. Now they don't.
Some books will pay you after one set is done, and other books. I've had in the last calendar year. Some of the worst outcomes, like last year, the beginning of last year, I had one the other night where the girl that I was betting on was up 6-1, 4-3, and the girl that she was playing took her toys and went home. Right. So I didn't get paid on it. But last year, if you remember, like a year ago, I had like a +270 dog and a +170 dog, and they were right on the cusp of winning the match. And
but there is some places that'll pay you?
There are some places that will pay you if a set has been completed.
Right.
MGM will pay you after a set has been completed.
Is there a price difference then at that book? I'm just thinking like
no, not okay. really.
Because
really.
There are, like, when I bet top 20s in golf or something like that, the books that will pay in full versus the books that will dead heat, you'll often see, longer odds on the books that's going to dead heat.
No real difference in that in tennis. But now the correct response to what I'm saying is, well, doesn't that come back to help you as often as it hurts you? Like, aren't you down in a match?
Right.
And then your girl quits. And the answer is no, it just doesn't. It just doesn't. Plus, mine are primarily dogs and sometimes big dogs. So, like, the amount of money I've had left on the table is so frustrating. And so when it happened the other night, I'm like, oh, yeah, welcome back, Dennis, with that. So there's that. But let me just say this last thing about that. As I go through Iga's draw and talk about how it's a gauntlet, it's still Iga. So.
And still +250.
So that's a little longer than it was.
Yeah, +250.
It's a little longer. So it did incrementally tick up on her. She had gotten to little below 2-1.
Really?
Okay. In some spots. Some spots she was a little north of 2-1. But in either case, it's at least 30 cents higher than it was yesterday because of that draw.
Yeah, DK right now, Iga +250, Sabalenka 4-1, Rybakina 5-1, Coco Gauff 6-1.
And Sabalenka and Coco have shortened because they're on the the quote-unquote easier side. Not even quotes. The easier side for sure.
Something we were talking about the other day. You're going to laugh.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh about this. Why I would mention this on the show. So I picked up Gil at the front, and it just so happens, like, you know, you plug your phone in sometimes, and for some reason, a song will come on you listen to. Maybe it might have been last year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, well, there's no way I was listening to that.
Yeah.
Sade. And for anyone else that it's spelled Sade, Sade.
Real name, Helen Fola Sade Adu.
Why wouldn't Gil know? Of course he does. He's only seen her like two or three times in concert.
That's right.
But by the way, Kelly, do you know who Sade is?
Yes, I know the name.
You know couple of the songs.
I know a couple of the songs.
Yeah, like the Sweetest Taboo or something. So, Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator,
which,
do you know
which you are a very smooth operator.
Kevin Trask used to sing that every morning.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kevin. You know, I said, Gil, I'm sorry. I don't know why that came on. It would take me right now with everything I'm doing in my life. Like, if I was to put Sade on, it's a great, unbelievable voice. I don't have the clear head to listen to Sade. Sweetest Taboo, Smooth Operator. Maybe I can't get through, like, No Ordinary Love. I'd have to turn it off because I don't have the head and I need a lot of money to be able to be in that mood. Like, I you shouldn't relate everything to money, but I need to be on an island and independently wealthy to listen to over and over No Ordinary Love. I actually love this song. I thought it was funny.
What Bill is saying is not specifically No Ordinary Love. What he's saying is there's the limit with his, because he's constantly thinking in gamble mode.
Yes.
That the limit on the number of chill Sade songs he can hear is just two back-to-back.
That's the better way to explain
it. But when he gets to three, like his neuroses kick in.
I'm grabbing a knife. I'm holding the knife like this. I'm holding the knife. Like, stop, like Rodney.
It took me a few minutes to understand, too. I'm like, why can't you listen to No Ordinary Love again? It's like, oh, I get it.
I really enjoyed the picture in my head, though, of you two hopping in the car together, firing up a Smooth Operator.
Yeah, Smooth Operator.
Let's drive a whole half mile down the road.
Right. I'm like, Bill, was this for me?
All right.
By the way, Sade, just to let you know, she doesn't do anything anymore. But even in her, she had a very interesting career where it was like she would only put out something every 9 years.
Right.
So she had this unbelievable supply and demand thing happening, and she would fill arenas.
Unbelievable.
And I remember my buddy Tommy in DC, he was like, you know, not into it either. He was like, he goes, Gil, Sade can fill the Capitol Center? This was his cap center back in the day. I was like, oh yeah, she can fill it.
I just want one of those island drinks with a little umbrella in it. I'll start drinking. Yeah, if I'm listening to her. Anyway. I got a room for somebody. All right. As usual, I'm trying to help people out with rooms.
Oh, it's my favorite Bill's.
Got a room for someone. This is unbelievable. This one will tell you.
Wait, I know what the confirmation number is. Oh. It's Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah, if you want a confirmation, I'm going to go to Expedia. That's what I tell them. So I got a room for someone, and I went to lunch with him. I had a comp for lunch. I said, I want to call, but we'll go to lunch with him. And this is something I have to tell you. I had a lovely, unbelievable grandmother. She just came from an old school, and then she used to take the sweet and lows. There was only sweet and low back then. There was nothing else. And she used to take them and put them in her bag. And I said, Grandma, why are you taking them? Oh, I take them for home. You know, the sweet and lows. People that go into like Wawa and 7-Eleven.
My mother lived on sweet and low.
This guy took the sweet and lows. He's like, I swear, I didn't see it out of the corner of my eye. I thought he took some jellies, too. Jelly heisting, sugar stealing. I'm sure he had towels from the room. I just couldn't believe this guy.
Was that a room? Or at lunch?
No, this lunch. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't want the cameras to see someone I'm with stealing the jellies and the sugars. I mean, I got the guy at comp room.
So there's your pro tip of the hour. Don't steal the jellies and the sugars when Bill gets you a free lunch. Coming back, more with the Crack Man Unscripted Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, I love the Wildcat. If you're looking for a betting edge through the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get access to our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Sign up today. Get your first 30 days for only $9.99 to see everything that VSiN has to up your betting game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up now. I botched that delivery. I love the Wildcat. You still haven't seen that commercial, Fansville?
Yeah. There's like 17 different Fansville commercials.
This is the one where
it's like a running series.
The boyfriend is trying to impress the dad on the porch. The one where the girlfriend throws the football to him and it hits him in the face, but he's trying to impress the dad. And he's like, look, I've got an S growing on my chest. And the guy's like, they're talking about formations. And he goes, you know about the Wildcat? He goes, oh, I love the Wildcat. But he says it in a way like,
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if I know this one, which I'm really disappointed in myself because.
Oh, you should be.
I'm kind of the king of commercials around here. You know what I mean?
Kind of the king.
I'm really disappointed in myself right now, but I don't know that one.
Okay. Well, stealing jellies, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah. I you know, before when we went on break, I told Gil, I said the best part of that story I didn't tell. Guy's worth minimum $25 million.
And he's stealing jellies.
Sugar heisting, stealing jellies, jelly stealing.
Of course he is.
Glomming the towels. I wanted to say something to him.
But you didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. But it's a sickness. But you know what? It's unbelievable because the guy is so generous. He helped me with something that I was willing to pay thousands of dollars for back in New Jersey when my mom sold her house. He's got a big business. He's got 30-some employees. He helped me with something I expected to pay, and he's like, no, it's on me. Don't worry about it. I mean, he literally had to put time and effort into this, days of time and effort into it. Like, certain things were, and you know what? I got to tell you something. The word nitty. I'm nitty about certain things.
Yeah.
But, you know, not about, you know, I'm nitty about certain things on myself, spending money on myself, not on others. And that brings me to this tipping line.
Right, because the headline here being how the human brain is fascinating because we all have our things. We all, you know, we're all generous in some areas, and then we view certain things not as generously as others.
Right. Like, I'll ask both of you guys this. Will you guys go to one of the Terrible's gas stations? By the way, guys, for people home, Terrible's is actually the name. It's the name of the guy. Well, will you go to the Terrible's gas stations with their chevrons and their gas is minimum 50 cents more a gallon because you're supposedly getting Techron? Yeah. So like, will you go? I refuse to go.
Techron.
I tell my wife, you run out of gas before you go to one of their stations. And by the way, the reason why it's not only that, just that they used to own a casino in town here called Terrible's, the old Continental.
Yeah.
And I was thrown out of there. They claimed they said I'm an advantage gambler. I was card counting, they said. So anyway, would you guys go there? Like, I won't go. I will drive on fumes. Sorry, Grandpa. My grandfather always said never go under a quarter of a tank. But I will go on fumes before I go to there and spend 50 cents more a gallon. I'll go where you know, it's normal priced. Or I'll go to Costco gas. I'll wait in line for Costco to save, you know, 25 cents a gallon, 20 cents a gallon.
Interesting conversation. Gil doesn't apply.
You don't apply. I got an electric car, and I love the Wildcat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know.
Bill, I won't go that far. I'm definitely the guy who's like, draw a circle around where I live and whatever of like the five gas stations there, whichever's the cheapest, I'll go to.
Yeah.
I'm not driving outside.
No, of course not. You don't want to waste gas money getting there.
But let me add, so you're not, because the opposite, someone could ask the opposite of that question, because back when I was driving a car, you know, on gas, that if you went to like an Arco where it was like way cheaper than the others,
yep,
would you think to yourself the opposite? Like, this gas can't be right. Like, there's something up with this gas, this gasoline.
That my grandfather would say. My grandfather only went to Exxon. I said, Grandpa, why do you go to Exxon? Oh, because they have the good gas. That's where I go. Good quality gas. He read it one time. But yet, I have no problem. I went to Black Bear Diner the other day, and I had a $28 bill. I gave the $100 bill and told the girl to keep the change because she was so nice to everyone, and she was being abused by the next table.
Okay.
So
I
have no problem leaving the waiter $72, waitress.
You and I have the same compass on this kind of stuff because I feel the same way. If that happens, I'm super liberal with giving, you know, an amount of cash that others would think is way too much.
Yeah.
However, this is what you're getting to when it comes to contests now.
Well, the contest tipping, this is a real sensitive subject and probably one that during the break I was like, should we even talk about this? You know, it's a sensitive subject.
Of course it should.
Because like the Circa, let's use the Circa contest. And by the way, I am all for the Circa employees. Whenever I go into Circa, the people at the counter are great. They really are. So certain sports books, the counters are unbelievable. Caesar's Palace, unbelievable. Other ones, terrible. Burnt out. Shouldn't be mopping a floor in my casino. I wouldn't let them. So the Circa one here, when they had this big Circa contest, $9.3 million, it's a really a weighted thing here. What's the tip amount? Because the employees don't do anything for you except for sign up you at the beginning of the year. However, the proxies are putting the picks in, but we pay the proxies to put those picks in. They charge a fee to do it. So now you have to now you have to put this into the game. There's no rake. It's an unbelievable contest that Derek Stevens runs here that, you know, for everyone. There's no rake. What that means is the house isn't taking anything. And it cost the company money to keep up all those records, do the things every week. It cost them money. Now, it also makes them money because people know that. And they say, wait, wow, the Circa, I got to go down there. They're so cool. They're not charging rake. Let's go. Maybe we can stay there. We can gamble there. So it brings in some money, too. But because it doesn't, they don't take a rake out like a poker tournament, 2%, 4%, 5%. What's the percentage you tip back the Circa? What's the percentage you tip back the proxies? It's a really gray area for someone like myself who I'll love to tip. And I'll tell you right now, I'll tip who I want, cash envelopes. That's right. Who I want, cash envelopes when the contest is over outside of the building. Maybe there's someone that I don't want to tip certain people there or whatever it may be. And that's not the case here. I'm just saying I like to make my own cash tips when I want a large amount of money here in town. And I tipped out. I made everyone individual envelopes. I got permission from the director. Actually, I got permission from the president and CEO of the company.
Okay.
I said, listen, I want to tip these guys separately. And he said, okay.
Okay. So what's the answer? At the risk of making ourselves villains here,
I don't want to make myself a villain, but you can't give them $300,000.
No. So this
is 3% of 9.2 with the $285,000.
No, I mean, there's no way.
You can't give them $300,000.
No.
I mean,
no, that's. And that's the thing that is, it's Meshuggah, right? Again, I've told this story before. There was someone who won the Westgate contest. He won just slightly less than $1 million. Yeah. And his first call, he was in a panic. Gil, what am I supposed to tip these guys? They're talking about the proxy at the time.
Sure.
Because they did take rake, it should be pointed out.
Right.
And he goes, well, what do I tip the proxy? I don't want to tip him 5%. That's $50,000. I got a wife and kids. And I'm like, you're right. You shouldn't. They took a fee. Don't you agree with me that if they don't take a fee, then you would give them a percentage?
I'd be happy to give you, if you want to be my proxy and you want to take 3% of my earnings,
yes,
instead of the couple hundred bucks you take or $500, I'll be happy to do that.
That's right.
Every year you can have that. I'd sign up for it right now.
That's right.
Right.
But the expectation is they get a fee and they get a percentage. And I'm like, really? Is that your expectation? Interesting. Now, I think some people look askance at that guy now because he didn't do it. He didn't give them a percentage, right, they want.
I'm going to throw them something. I'm going to give them something, but it's not going to be what they think it's going to be. And you, to your saying, if they're going to talk about that guy for giving nothing, they're still going to talk about me for giving them $10,000. I mean, you know, whatever. It's a really hairy area for guys that tip like us too. We don't want to be nitty. We don't want to be known as being cheap because we're not. But they're getting money, and I'm friends with some of the proxies, and they do a great job. They do a great job.
This just falls under the general category, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, of you want to be able to give whatever you want to whomever you want, whenever you want, based on your moral compass of that moment in whatever situation. But you just don't want to be dictated to.
Right.
You don't want the fact that there's an expectation that precedes that is the offensive part. And the fact that those same people will then judge you for not having done so is even another layer of it where it's like, are you kidding me? Like, in the case of the proxy, you got your fee. Now, the thing about the no rake with Circa is an interesting point.
It is. And I would tip them money. I'm not saying that.
But just not that much is what you're saying.
I'm not giving $285,000. No.
No.
But there is something they're supposed to get.
Yes.
The envelopes for everybody or something.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know, give and take. Let me tell you something. I would be willing to bet that some of the people probably won't tip anything.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm just saying.
For sure.
Maybe they just don't know. Maybe I'm letting them know now. You have to tip a little something.
By the way, there is a section of people that wouldn't know.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wouldn't know. They're Joe Public.
But everyone in Vegas assumes everyone
knows.
We're
in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a tipping town. It's the way it works.
It's the way it works. Well, sure, we made a lot of friends that segment.
I think we kind of presented both sides.
I hope so. We'll come back. More with the Crackman. Bill Crackenberger at Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with John Orlando. We're coming back on a Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code VEGAS. That's code VEGAS only on DraftKings Sportsbook. VEGAS. I spelled it for you. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, live from Bar Canada at the D. Barcanada, the barrage. Kelly Bidlin, Bill Crackenberger here as well. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jason H11, thanks, Bill. I will now be using that hand gesture every time I see a Chevron station.
Sorry.
Kevin Ryan, thank you, Gil, for telling me you have an electric car that greatly reduces the number of trackers I need to buy to find the elusive sushi bar. P.S. Do you happen to have a favorite manufacturer of automobiles? DGen Southern Gent. Gil, on the topic of tennis retirements, do you think that it's more often favorites that retire than dogs because they don't want having losing to a lower ranked player on their official record? Does that have any effect on points and money? It's absolutely that some of the time. But there are just certain players also with a propensity to quit when things go bad. Tennis is the greatest, to me, combination of physical and mental of any sport. So Yelena Ostapenko is a great example. If things are going well for her, she's a killer out there. If things are not going well and you're fading her, always in your mind, there's in the back of your mind, you're like, she could quit at any moment here. She could quit. This could be a refund. She could quit. So in a Yelena Ostapenko match, if you're fading her, you probably do want to play at a shop that needs one set to be graded. Now, if you're backing her, the difference is you do go into it thinking to yourself, well, if I win this, if things start to go bad, I may be bailed out because she's just going to walk off the court. By the way, she's not the worst offender, and I'm forgetting who is. But there was, oh, I wish I remember who it is now, but there is another player on the WTA tour who had a lot of anxiety issues. And so she would have panic attacks, and she would withdraw from a lot of matches about a year ago in a short amount of time. I wish I could remember who that was. I'll Google it.
But what's up with Nick Kyrgios these days?
He is not playing in this. He's still hurt.
He's just injured?
Oh, Lesia Tsarenko is who I'm thinking of. Lesia Tsarenko.
I was thinking on the men's side, Nick Kyrgios. He's had a couple.
Well, Kyrgios is
times where he gets angry and quits, right?
Yeah, that's a different story. Because these the ones that I'm talking about on the ladies' side are. Oh, in the case of Tsarenko, it's a panic attack, which is a serious matter. In the case of others, it's a faux injury, right? Kyrgios is just he's a mental case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just loses his mind. And it's one of the greatest thing in sports. Now he may be a little better now. I don't know. We'll see, because it hasn't been a while. But there was nothing better in sports than fading Nick Kyrgios and realizing the explosion was about to happen. Like, oh, here, he's about to blow.
He's going
to
quit and I'm going to cash
it. But he wouldn't quit. He'd play to the end. He would just play poorly.
Oh, that's when he'd be screwing around, surfing underhand and stuff. Yeah.
There was an Australian Open match. Some people, you have to be a tennis hardo to remember this one. But it was the run of, what's my man's name who's Russian, but he was Israeli born. Oh, God, his name is escaping me now. But anyway, he came out of nowhere to get to the Australian Open semis a couple years ago.
Okay.
And he was playing Grigor Dimitrov. And Dimitrov, just in the middle of the match, was like, he just like threw a set away. He's just like hitting it off the court. I was like, what am I watching? So these guys, like, I mean, they lose their minds after a while. Anyway, it's the joy and the pain of betting tennis sometimes.
Guys, I have a couple things. One, I'm going to lunch today with the great Tony Orlando.
Oh.
He's in town because he has a show next week. And matter of fact, not a show. It's the retirement show. He is retiring.
Aslan Karatsev is the player I was thinking of. Sorry.
I didn't think that Tony was going to be interrupted for Aslov. No. Anyway, he's retiring. He's having a show South Point next week in three shows. And then he's going to have some shows back east. He's doing some shows in resorts in Atlantic City. Final show, Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Tony's going to be 80, so he is retiring. But however, he asked me to go this weekend with him to go see Frankie Valli, his friend Frankie Valli. He said, oh, well, yeah, we'll go see Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Where are they playing?
Over at the Westgate.
Okay.
And he's also, I think, retiring. He's 89. But
I was just looking at him. I was like, how old is Frankie Valli?
Frankie Valli, I think, is 89. And by the way, I watched something on PBS on him a couple weeks ago. So it was that's the reason why Tony and I were talking about it. And he's like, oh, when he's in town, we'll go see him. We'll go backstage and hang out with him. I said, oh, great. That's unbelievable. He sounded so good. He's still hit those notes at 89 years old.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
It really is. So I'm looking forward to that.
At,
nice
at
weekend.
At 89, he's still hitting the high notes?
89, he was still hitting the notes. I couldn't believe it. I have it on my phone. During the break, I'll show you it. It was unbelievable.
I'm amazed by that. Like, if you go see, like, Diana Ross still hits the notes, but she's 75, right? But 89 to hit those. Because other, like, you go see Daryl Hall. Daryl Hall can't hit the high notes anymore for Hall & Oates. Like, there's a bunch of those guys. And you can't fault him. Michael McDonald, I went to see the Doobie Brothers. Like, he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
The voice is shot.
And Frankie Valli has that unbelievable falsetto, like Barry Gibb.
Right.
But and that's another thing. I'm at lunch with Tony Orlando 6 months ago, and sure enough, Barry Gibb called him on the phone. He
Come on.
I was like, wow.
Come on.
Barry Gibb.
Oh
yeah. Because Tony does a show on WABC back in New York on Saturday nights, and he has the most unbelievable guests. He's had so many big guests every week on the show. And Barry Gibb was one of them. So I was like, wow, Barry Gibb called you in the middle of it. I love the old, there's a Bee Gees documentary. It's on I don't know if it's on HBO or something.
I was just telling Kelly about it the other day.
It's unbelievable. I watched it 3 times already. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm getting chills. So I told Kelly this, and Kelly looked at me like, what a cornball. There's a moment, he didn't say it, but I could tell. There's a moment in the
cornball.
I did not think that,
in his head, he's like, I see the cloud bubble over his head. He's like, what is wrong with this dude?
No, but you have to watch it.
But there's
you tell any human to watch it that has any kind of
compassion,
nature, history.
This is the part that I was telling him, that when in that Bee Gees documentary, it's on HBO Max. I talked about it when it first came out and watched it. I watched it multiple times. When the guy in the band describes when they recorded How Deep Is Your Love,
right?
how tears don't come to your eyes, oh, I have no idea.
It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. I didn't listen. I'm a Bee Gees.
I might have thought cornball.
Right. I'm okay.
He did too.
I'm okay with like Bee Gees. All right, yeah, they're good. When I seen the documentary, they're unbelievable.
They're unbelievable.
Right, to see what they had to go through, and that disco phase, and then blowing up the albums of the record, the vinyl and stuff, and how they went through
bringing it back to sports. The whole disco demolition.
That's it.
At the White Sox game was really like they took the brunt.
That was it.
Yeah,
the White Sox game.
They took the brunt.
And then to see at the end what he said, he goes, "I'd give it all up to have my brothers back."
Oh God,
it has to get
perfect.
I just to have my brothers back. He lost all three of his brothers. He lost Andy Gibb when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he lost his other brothers very young, 51, I think, and 60-something. He lost his brothers. He lost his family.
Andy Gibb Andy Gibb was the younger, the super younger brother who had two hits of his own, two big hits of his own. And then, Morris and Robin.
Robin. Like he's like, you know, what's good having the $100 million? Like, it didn't matter because he's worth a lot of money. But what's it matter?
He lives in Miami.
Beautiful place.
On the water.
Yeah.
And he sits there. And, I'd trade it all in if I could just have my brothers.
Yeah, but it was really good. Anyway, how did we get on the beat? Jeez, I have no idea.
How did we get? Because you went from Tony Orlando to Frankie Valli.
Oh, Frankie Valli. Yeah. So anyway, that's something I'm doing this week. Now let's get on to sports, which I usually don't talk about. I am not a guy that likes NFL sides. I don't bet much on them throughout the year. Living in Vegas, you could steal half a point here and there off the Square sports books if they don't throw you out. You notice that little zinger. All right. So anyway. anyway, this weekend.
What was that hand gesture?
No, there's a little zing. Boom. Boom. Got a little zing in
it's
there.
It's a little zinger when you bring it back up.
When you bring up sports books like stations. So anyway, so now this weekend, when the lines come out, I called my buddy back east. I said, listen, they have a 170 money line there. I'm telling you, Kansas City's gonna go up, and sure enough it did. It's got to. Listen. I just don't know. I don't talk like this. So I don't want to say the wrong words and get people to start betting something. I don't know how Kansas City, like money line, can lose this week. The only thing I'm saying is, like, Miami's going to, 10-degree weather. You have Mahomes, who's so experienced in this situation. You have banged up Miami squad. The only thing I'll say is Kansas City doesn't put away opponents. They don't really, win by double digits too often or whatever it may be.
I feel like I'm the only person in the world who took the points. I feel like I'm the only one. Like,
you're going to get five.
I took it at a bad number. Yeah. We talked with Kevin Roth, a meteorologist from Roto Grinders earlier.
Right.
And I do think it is a good point. It's so cold. It's going to be so cold, right? 0 degrees, not 10, zero.
Yeah.
That at some point, it doesn't matter if you're from Miami or Timbuktu.
Okay, that's interesting.
You know?
All right.
Like, at some point, it's so cold that you think the Chiefs are like, oh, I can't wait to play in this weather. They're not. They're like, what do I put on? I got to put on my surfing. What is that? What do you call that? A skin suit for, what do you call that? For when you go underwater?
Wetsuit.
Wetsuit. Thank you. God, what is wrong with me? I couldn't come up with Karatsev or a wetsuit.
I think I jumped in to answer and then blanked on it right when I went to answer.
But I'm not trying to say go out there and lay 235 now. I'm just saying that I like Kansas City. I'll tell you who else I like. I like Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay getting 3 points. I still want to think, is this game in Philly? How can they be giving 3? I guess if people just think about last year's Super Bowl or the Philadelphia. I don't know. It just seems like some good games. Listen.
I took Philly.
It's you're against on both.
Yeah.
All right.
But I feel like
I
feel like you're in the majority. Though I really do on both of them.
Yeah, I'm on the sucker side. I'm on the public side.
You might be right. More with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, on the other side. We'll wrap things up. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Remember, every show host, every guest has their picks on the VSiN Pro picks page at VSiN.com/picks. All of our NFL wildcard weekend picks will be there. We'll go through all of them tomorrow again. We'll get into it here momentarily with Billy. For more VSiN Pro picks, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Why don't you? Numbers game, by the way, will give you 10% off an annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. Kelly, tell the people what that promo code
ANG.
Is.
ANG. A numbers game. 10% off. 10%.
There you go. VSiN.com/picks. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Bill Krakenberger, who's always kind enough to join us on Thursdays. About these wildcard games, because we just touched on it, but let's get into this for a second. I just want to, because we were oppo on a couple of these. So let me just say the last one, the Monday night game, which is the Philly-Tampa Bay game. I'm on Philly, and I admit it is the flimsiest handicap of them all that I've ever had in any game all year. And it just distills to, they can't be this bad, right? Like, they have to be able to beat the Bucks, right? And the other thing that I will throw out there is, and by the way, a lot of people who are probably screaming at the radio, they lost 5-6. They just got housed by the Giants. I hear you. But if the Eagles won this game 31-3, would you be flabbergasted?
No one's going to say anything. Yeah, you're right, because it's the Eagles. But they don't think that. I'll give you the better game, Arizona. They lost to Arizona when they had to win.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean,
They shouldn't have beaten Washington twice. They probably should have lost to Dallas twice. Believe me, I know. But I just like, here's the thing. Their opponent is such that they should be able to win this. The other one was the Dolphins and Chiefs, which we talked about, which, again, I jokingly say I feel like I'm the only human being who took the Dolphins plus the points here. I do think that point about it being so cold that it's going to, at some point, it's so cold that no human enjoys this, whether you're from Miami or Timbuktu. And I also feel like you're getting Mostert and Waddle back. I get it. 5 Miami defensive starters will not be playing in this game, which is just insane. But I also, the inconvenient truth for those backing the Chiefs is, we've all watched the Chiefs this year. They're not that good at football. And so the notion that was my reaction on guessing lines on Monday was, wait, we're getting more than 3? Okay, I get all the injuries. I get that it's going to be cold. But how are the Chiefs justified giving more than 3 against anyone here? Could I be completely wrong? I could be. But that's my reasoning for taking the Dolphins plus the points anyway.
Yeah, usually, like I said, I don't come on giving, especially NFL sides. God, it's so hard to win. You know, the old adage, any given Sunday, anything can and will happen. And I won't be surprised if, by the way, and I'm sure all 3 of us would not be totally shocked if the biggest favorite loses this week. Pittsburgh shocks them and wins by 3 in the snow, wind, and, you know, or if Green Bay beats Dallas, like, no one's going to say, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. I mean, anything can happen. You guys might have to agree with that, right?
I took Pittsburgh plus the points. I took Pittsburgh plus the points because it is going to be ridiculously windy. Again, what did Kevin Roth say? Maybe not 50 miles, but it'll at least be 30. Mm-hmm. So you're giving me 10 points? Sure. We've had multiple guests this week.
Yeah.
Say they're sprinkling Pittsburgh on the money line.
I just wonder if Watt was playing, he's got to be worth at least a half a point, right? Would it be down to 9?
Oh, it'd be off the 10 for sure.
It'd be off the 10.
It'd be off the 10.
And therefore, that would make a good teaser side to me on Buffalo.
So we've talked about that all week. We've talked about that all week, that in that line, there's teaser protection. And so it does seem a bit inflated. Packers getting 7.5. I did not. So I've in the end, I made a play on half of these games, the 3 that I just mentioned, Philly, Miami, and Pittsburgh. I have not made a play in any of the other 3, although I am kind of talking myself into Houston here little bit.
Well, you better get them now because Circa's down to 2.
Yeah.
Circa's down to 2?
Yeah, a couple updates. We were talking off the air, right? Down to 2 on that game. Circa and South Point down to flat 7 on the Cowboys side.
That surprises me. I'm surprised there wasn't more teaser protection on that game.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the books didn't. It was 7.5 there. I'm surprised they didn't make it 9. Like, a little more teaser protection on that. There's really not a big difference between 7.5 and 9. Of course, when it lands on 8, we're not going to say that. But, anyway, I'm surprised they didn't do that. But let me tell you, guys. I am really excited about the playoffs this weekend. You have to be, right?
It is. I'm glad you said that because I started the week by saying this. I know we're not at the end of the week, but I want to emphasize that because we always talk about, the first weekend of March Madness is the greatest thing ever. And it is. I talk about October with baseball postseason midweek and NFL and college football on the weekends as the greatest month. But this weekend where you have 6 NFL playoff games is right up there with everything to me.
It really is.
This is nirvana.
Monday night playoff
weekend.
Football?
That's right. Over 3 days, too. I love the new schedule. I love this.
No, it's great. But there's no gambling in football, Commissioner. I know. That's why you spread the games out like this. I'll give my hand gesture again. Okay.
And the other thing about football is now that college is cleared, this ends so quickly now. Right. So you have you embrace this week.
And, it's so true.
And next week when there's 4, because after that, it's kind of over.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, wait, we don't only 2. And then what do I do with Sundays again? I'd have to talk to my what? I got to talk to my wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why this weekend is such a.
I'm upset about the Kansas City game. I still don't know how I'm going to watch it.
You don't have Peacock.
Do you pay for Peacock?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't have it then.
Well, you just go to a sports book and watch it.
Yeah. I'll try to crack stream it or something. Like, there's these sites that you can.
Yeah. every sports book in town is going to have it, right?
Yeah. They should.
So, oh, yeah.
You can just watch it there.
Yeah, sports book, sports bar, whatever.
Yeah. No, I just was wondering, so you have to get it. You have to pay. Can you just pay for the weekend? One week?
I don't know what the story is with it.
I think you can do free trials on most of these things.
Cancel when it's over?
Yeah,
Everyone's going to do that.
They should. You can do that.
We got into that discussion on a Megapod yesterday with Eric Eager, how. I think it was Will who brought it up. He's like, soon the Super Bowl will be pay-per-view. It is coming.
Never thought of that.
It is coming in our future.
Jesus.
I've said it before. I'd pay to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, of course you would.
What, are you not going to watch the Super
Bowl? Exactly. Like, kind of the fact that they're not already doing it, I'm surprised.
I don't know why I said that. Taste the soup guy in Coming to America. What, are you not going to watch the Super Bowl?
All right. Where's the spoon?
Guys,
taste the soup.
Before we go off, let's your friend and our friend, my friend now too, Dave Check.
Oh yeah,
emailed me and you.
Yes,
and said, hey, this Discovery Channel, a guy I know for years.
Check was the showrunner for the Showtime docuseries Action. Okay, go ahead.
And how's the relationship with you? College? How do you know Dave?
My brother was freshman roommates with him in college.
Right. Right. Okay. So Dave now gigantic, does 30 for 30s, documentaries, multimillionaire. That's right, Dave. I'll tell you. I'll let everyone know. But you're a friend. So it was real nice of you to recommend me to this new Discovery show, this big producer.
Which he is not a part of.
He's not a part of, but he recommended me and you and I.
Yeah.
So I was on for an hour talking to the guy and then his assistant. And I guess I wasn't quite polarizing enough. I don't think I'm polarizing at all. But you know, if you want a documentary about doing gambling show about real stuff and about real advantage gambling, and I was willing to show him a lot more than I probably should have.
Yeah.
Slot machines wise, table game wise, promotion wise, sports betting wise. But instead, I see now the coming attractions of one of the. They actually went with somebody who's really polarizing. And listen, I'm not going to even say the name. You guys watch it. I just know some of the casino executives that know him and what they have told me. You know, like, the guy was like, he sent like $10 million in under someone else's account, from someone else's bank account. They had to reverse it. And so. There could be a lot more to the story. The guy's trying to say he's thrown out of casinos for playing baccarat. There might be other reasons why you're thrown out, but it's not for gambling at a 1.5%, 2% game.
It's so funny that you say that, though, that you're not polarizing enough. This gets back to the same thing, which is from the outside looking in. Again, these are not industry insiders who are doing this documentary. They have a notion in their heads, right? There's a central casting notion of theirs of what a gambler is. And so, like, let's just take me, for instance, right? If they're talking to me, there's no way in the world they're going to pick someone like me. That's way too, like, this guy. Like, and by the way, I agree with them. That wouldn't be fun, right, to watch that. And Bill is not quite polarizing enough, apparently. So it's like, it's going to be fascinating to see.
And I'm not going to bring money to a counter. Like, I'm not going to be bringing $100,000 to a counter to show off money and bet. That's not me. I'm not doing that. So, and not agreeing to do that is probably, that's not what they want. They want guys bringing money to the counter, and they want people, going crazy and betting millions of dollars. And,
there's Bill watching the Bee Gees documentary.
Yes. Back to the Bee Gees.
That's exciting.
I recommend. And let me tell you, anyone watches that, they're going to come back and say, wow, that was really good.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's fantastic. The How Deep Is Your Love creation was the greatest. We've done all we can do. Billy, thank you as always. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wise Cracks.
Thanks, guys.
The name of the podcast with John Orlando. Bill Belichick. Nick Saban, Pete Carroll. We talked about it early on the show. We'll throw those out on social. I'm sure Michael Lombardi will have a lot to say about it a little later on. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.